an audience.
Mr. Mann for you, sir.
Tom?
Yes?
I sure wish you could get out of that St. Augustine acceptance. I'd rather you go to Mississippi.
Well, I can do it. I don't want to go, really. I went only because Senator Holland was just twisting everybody's arm off. He first twisted on the secretary, and the secretary referred him to me. And he's going to be madder than a hornet, and there will be a minister from Spain there, cabinet officer. They put up a pavilion. And the Spaniards may get their nose out of joint, but I suppose we could, if you think it's that important.
I don't want you to be the whipping boy. I'd rather the Hall or the Secretary or anybody go than you. They're just making a fall guy out of you, like you tried to on Rayburn on Dominican Republic. And I went down there one time. I got into a damn fool commitment, and I got him not to picket and not to demonstrate, but it's worse than Jackson, Mississippi. Now, you can't do any good. You're just bound to come away with trouble. I can't conceive why you haven't got more to do than to go to Florida.
I don't want to go. I have no desire to go. All right. Well, should I go up and start with Holland?
I just tell him that you're going to have lots of trouble down there, and national trouble, and that you've got other things. I don't know quite how to handle it. What did he say to you, and how did he say it?
Well, he called the first time, I guess, about a month ago, and The Floridians were sending over a delegation to Spain, and they wanted somebody at a very high level in state to go with them. And we just turned him down and said the best we could do was to have our ambassador introduce them and take care of them. Then he called again. You know, he and George Smathers have both been pushing hard on this St. Augustine shebang. He called, I guess, a month ago, and I had a memo from the secretary already. He said that he had asked the secretary, and the secretary referred him to me, and that they just, since it was a cabinet officer going, he wanted me to go and State Department. And I said, well, how about getting somebody else at the cabinet level to go down? And he said, no, that won't do. And I, just to keep peace with the Florida delegation, I said, all right. Not having any idea at all about this racial thing, it never entered my mind. Now, what I think I should do is to go over and see Holland and just explain this situation to him without mentioning the White House, and just say that the best advice that I can get is that this is a big mistake for everybody concerned, including the Democratic Party. And we just have to explain this to the Spaniards.
I wouldn't say the party. I just say it's a big mistake, and you get it all played up as a world issue. And the last place in the world State Department ought to be is the place that's been on the front page as much as St. Augustine. We had it all last year. We live with it every day.
And I can tell him that the Negro leaders in the area are all worked up about it, can't I?
I tell him that when is it occur?
I think it's the 5th and 6th of September.
I just tell him I was bogged down deep in the Dominican Republic thing. You don't want to be off making speeches with that thing working, that you have to keep in touch with the bunker every hour. The Negroes are going to be protesting it, and that you just think that the State Department better not get into that thing. It'll create more embarrassment to them than the good that they get out of your presence.
All right. I'm just delighted, because that means I don't lose another weekend.
I just tell him that if I could, don't get the White House in it at all, but I'd just try to talk him out of it without being too firm. I don't want to make him mad, but I'd just tell him that I was up in my arms tonight, today, with Bunker, with the whole Dominican Republic thing, trying to bring it to a head, watching the OAS, that you just figure if you get out of town, if you got out one weekend and everybody calls you, and you're just afraid to be like General Marshall out in the park, and that you just better not. And I don't know what you suggest. I don't know who you suggest. But you got Tyler Abel.
Does it make any difference?
They've got my best friend. They've got Tyler Abel, my wife's secretary's husband, the post office department, and my closest friend, the State Department. And looks like it's Schlesinger set it up just purposely.
Now, how about people in other departments?
Well, that's the point I'm making. I don't give a damn who gets run out if they're not my personal emissaries and friends. If but they've carefully selected the people that identified with Johnson.
I see.
That's going to make me look bad, you see.
How about you, Dahl? He's already scheduled to go down there. Maybe we could get him to go this time instead of the other time.
Oh, we haven't heard about it. You might see. Just tell him I'd play the Dominican Republic thing. That's the way I'd do it. And just say I just worn out and I just staying with it day and night. You just don't want to be away and you want to give him some notice and then let him worry about it and tell him that Udall was considering going and maybe get Udall to be it. Either here, you just assistant secretary anyway and you may be called away any moment.
All right, I got the pitch. I'm delighted.
For God's sake, stay away from those Alabama, Mississippi, and St. Augustine.
All right, I'll stay out of the deep south.
Okay, no, just those hot spots.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.